I used to gather people in Duck Valley, young people. We used to have a talking circle. And then we'd get, wood. You handed, a pole when you got to talk. It goes around in circle. And whoever talks about whatever they know, they talk about those. And then after a while, I became, became a drum group. I had a drum group that I built drums and whatnot. So from there on, and then I've had the spiritual gathering started. And then from spiritual gathering, it still goes on today, that spiritual gathering. We have it in over here at Current Creek out of Ely. Mm-hmm. It's coming up in the first of September. So that's what I started here a long time ago. So a spiritual gathering, same way, And then I was in Sundance, involved in Sundance for a couple of years. And then I got away from that. Then when American Peace just folded up over here in '90s, then I thought, by God, I was going to take over by some of the people that I work with. I told him, by God, let's start this up by calling it an Indian name, Indian heading, mm-hmm. like Sundhai Network, for one. Right. That's when I changed it, American Peace Tester, And then the people that was working with me, then they said, well, that was good. Then we had a lot of people at the Nevada test site at that time, So from there, I'd done something else all the way through. Then I picked up this thing here by thinking, I'm going to put the people together so we understand how the nature is going to work. So I'm going to make this a healing center. Let the people come to me instead of me running all over the world, right. I thought. See, I used to travel throughout the world.
I know.
But thinking, by God, I'm going to be in one place, let the people come to me. But instead of that, they say, well, you come to us, we'll pay your way, and so on and so forth. So I had to go throughout the world then. That's how I began to start, the beginning of it. This is something that I never dreamed that I'd be down here, where I come from, coal country.
Right.
Here I am. I'm not educated, I don't have education at all. But somebody else is telling me what the book says, and so I guess I pick it up and then try to make something out of it. That's the reason why I buy newspapers, try to find out how I can educate myself. I had to read the newspaper several different times before I can really understand what the newspaper is saying.